Welcome to the Sunday Class Dance 261 as Amanda Peart, first broadcast on the nation's station Radio GH on Sunday 22nd of February 2026. Hello everyone. The weather in the UK still remains very changeable. Very wet and grey some days, very cold, and then suddenly sunshine before the clouds reappear. However, there is always something bright and cheering to listen to on Radio GH. Today, four events in history gave me enough themes for the programme. Beginning in 1371, when Robert II became King of Scotland, beginning the Stuart dynasty. So, our first dance is the jig Scotland. Very simple two-couple dance, originally published in 1728 and adopted by the RSCDS in Book 31 for the Diamond Jubilee in 1983. This is Alistair Wood's recording for the RSCDS. Alistair Wood and his Scottish Dance Band played The Scottish Heroes Reel, Jim Kennedy's Jig by Lindsay Ross, Nell Flafferty's Drake, and Woodhaven Pier by David Finlay for Scotland. Robert's Rant is an 8x32 bar reel by Sheila Trafford, devised in memory of Robert Hudson and published in the Newcastle 70th Anniversary Book with a recording by Marian Anderson and her band. Marian Anderson's band played Remembering Robert by Ian Thau, The Balmeddy Lasses by Alistair Hunter, Great North Run 86 by Robert Whitehead, and Miss Angela Johnston by Marian herself for Robert's Rant. For King and Country by John Wilkinson is our 8-time Strath Bay today, and it is one of the dances of Valour, published by Ewan Galloway, and Ewan wrote all the tunes for this recording. Thank you. tunes by Ewan, For King and Country, Butterfly Bill, The Fully Certificated Class, and The Wednesday Dip. And our last dance in this section is not a Royal Stuart, but General Stuart's Reel. This is a very old dance, first published in the Castle Mengis manuscripts and then by the RSCDS in Book 10, alongside the Montgomery's Rant from the same collection. We had this dance a couple of weeks ago, and this time we will hear Bobby Crowe's band. Thank you. Stuart's Rant, Geordie Affleck, and Lord Wellington are traditional, and Bonnie Kate is by Jay O'Neill, played by Bobby Crowe and his Scottish dance band, General Stuart's Reel. Our next event is a bit spurious, really. February the 22nd, 2022, at 2:22:22, was on a Tuesday and got called Tuesday. Why we might celebrate this in any other year is where it gets vague. But I have four dances with two in the title. Two and Two is a dance from a 1763 publication, recreated by the RSCDS in Book 19. The dance is a two-couple jig, very simple. Ones and twos set twice and turn right hand. Ones and twos set to each other on the sides twice and turn partner left hand. Then circle four hands round to the left and do-si-do with partner. In the last eight bars, ones lead down for three, back up and cast to second place, ready to begin again. This is Jimmy Shand and his band from their 1972 LP Dancing Through Scotland. Thank you. Shand and his band played Two and Two, The Banks of the Allen, and The Drunken Parson. Our next Strass Bay is for four couples. In fact, bad programming. Our next four dances are for four couple sets. This dance is called Hooray for Two by Rick de Vroom, and it is 2x40 bars. It has threes and fours on opposite sides. Bars 9 to 16, the top half are dancing a men's chain, while the bottom a ladies' chain. And after that, it is all four-bar phrases, so quite a bit to it. The music I have chosen is a generic track from Ian Slater. Smith the Gallant Fireman, David John Robertson by Ian MacPhail, Margaret Spancy by Ian and Bill Powery, and The Rights of Man. Our next two dance is Meikle Twosome by Alice MacLean, and this is a square set reel. I thought it was appropriate to have George Meikle playing the music, so this track is dedicated to Sheila and Billy, the Dandy Dancers. George Meikle and the Lothian Scottish Dance Band played Sandy Nixon's Compliments to Dave and Judy Hall, James Forrester Rankin by Andrew Rankin, and Miss Jane of Violet Bank by Max Houlihan. Our last two, but another square set, jig this time, is Two of the Best by Anne Dix from her first Real Friends book. This is 96 bars, a once-through dance with a 32-bar chorus, if you like, at beginning and end, and a different 32 bars in the middle. The Kregeliki Band recorded the cassette in 1993. Kregeliki Band played Stony Path Tower by Jim Johnston, Anne Fraser Mackenzie by Bobby McLeod, and Mrs. Ross for Two of the Best. Just one dance for the next event, George Washington's birthday in 1732. There is a four-couple Strathspey and a longwise set called the George Washington Bridge, devised in May 1994 by Jim Ray and dedicated to Jim and Susan Ferguson of the New York RSCDS branch. Lots of arches in this dance, including in mirror reels of four on the side, with each couple dancing down from second place, nearer hands joined, under the arch made by the couple dancing up from third place. The recording is on Bobby Brown and the Scottish Accents double CD, Celtic Fire in the Music. Thank you. spoke to Jim Ray of Lockerbie for The Dance Divider, and then played Scotch Mist, Scorn Away Bay by Ian McLeish, and Craig and Doran for the George Washington Bridge. Our last event is one which I have always known. February the 22nd is Girl Guide Thinking Day, as it was the birthday of Olive Baden-Powell, the first World Chief Guide. What I hadn't realised was that it was also the birthday of her husband Robert, who founded the Boy Scout Association in 1910 and with his sister Agnes started the Girl Guides Association. Robert and Olive were married in 1912, when he was 55 and she only 23. Our last three dances come under this theme, beginning with the Girl Guide Ramble, a 4x40 bar reel by Marie Bowman from 1985, devised as suitable for non-dancing girl guides to try. First the ladies chase round the men, then the men repeat. Ones with twos, threes with fours, rights and left. All advance and retire and do-si-do with partner. Ones lead to the bottom and all turn partner. The recording I have chosen is the Queen's Bridge from Marian Anderson's Highlander Music, Volume 12 CD. Her band played The Queen's Bridge by Derek Old, Lady Mackenzie of Coole by Nathaniel Gann, Highland Lassie by Jim Johnston, and The Boaty Rose, traditional. Our last jig is Think! Exclamation mark. It's two couple dance in a three couple set with an interesting progression, as ones and twos end 2-1, both on opposite sides. So the next turn will end with two still at the top on opposite sides, then threes on opposite sides, and ones on own sides at the bottom. The dance is simple and danced six times. Both couples set, cross left, circle to the left, set, cross right, and circle to the right, finishing in the centre for a pouce set. Then both cross right, set, and circle to the left. This is a Jim Lindsay track from the Formation Foundation's Green CD. Jim Lindsay and his band played Echoes of Oban by Donald McPherson, Willie Tate by George Anderson, and Troy's Wedding by C. McGee. And our last dance today is The Love at Scouts by Hugh Foss, another two-couple dance in a four-couple set. I wanted some good tunes for this, so here is Roy Hendry and his band, and you should recognise at least three out of the four tunes. Thank you. Roy Hendry's band played A Gardener's Fancy by Jim Stevenson Matthews and three traditional tunes, Staten Island, The Mason's Apron and Soldier's Joy. I hope you've enjoyed the music, and we are going to play out, totally off theme, with the beautiful Annie's Waltz from Bruce McGregor and Blazing Fiddles. Join me again next week for the last program of my fifth year. Bye!